Welcome. Today I will be interviewing Tyler Anand. He is currently a fourth-year student at McMaster University, majoring in political science. Thank you so much for joining us today, Tyler.
Thank you for having me.
I'd like to begin by asking you a few questions pertaining to your background. Specifically, I would like you to start off by telling the listeners more about yourself and the work that you do.
I am in my fourth year of political science at McMaster University. I'm an avid supporter of Manchester United. Ever since I was a small child, I was very interested in affairs, whether it was on the news, in the newspapers.
There's so much information on the news, and I think that's really interesting. You mentioned that ever since you were a child, you were interested in global affairs, because oftentimes in international relations and international affairs, by listening to the news and by being exposed to the news from a young age, you're provided with an opportunity to perhaps learn more about things that are happening around the world.
Yeah.
And at the same time, as a child, you ask questions. Why
That's
is
right.
this happening? Who, what, where, when, why, and how? So what would you say in terms of the youth listening today, those who are perhaps interested in learning more about international affairs and relations? I know that you're currently, you're majoring in political science.
Yeah.
What would you say to the youth that are in elementary school and high school who might be interested in learning more about global affairs and international affairs and relations? What would you advise them to do? Do you think it's a good idea for them to watch more news, to be more involved? Like, what would you suggest?
I would suggest to watch the news, but to make sure to stay away from just watching one news network, because I find that when you watch a single news network, it brings a bias towards it. Yeah, if you're going to be watching the news, like either CNN, CBC, but to make sure that you have sort of kind of like a holistic view. So adding like Russia Today or Al Jazeera, or basically just to make sure that you have just a holistic view and make sure that you're getting kind of like a viewpoints from all sides.
I completely agree with that statement you just made. I think it's really important for people to understand that there's so many different sources, and in terms of media, you need to take into account many different perspectives. Like you mentioned, it's good to watch CNN, CTV, Russia Today, Al Jazeera, because you will be exposed to more information. And at the same time, you need to be careful when watching certain news, because there might be that bias, as you mentioned. So just being aware of the various sources, and also paying attention as to who's reporting and why they're reporting certain news, I think is crucial.
Yeah.
In terms of international relations and affairs, what would you say are the top three major issues of concern today?
Given the events that happened in Paris just recently, I would assume, well, not just Paris, I should say Lebanon, in Beirut, Baghdad, and any other minor attack that happened in the world, whether it be in Canada, in Ottawa last year, or in the United States, in Spain, basically anywhere else in the world. Dealing with ISIL is a very touchy subject, given that it is very, very similar to instances such as like Afghanistan and Iraq. So you have to look at it from a very different perspective, because we do have the evidence now that kind of supports that what we did beforehand with Afghanistan and Iraq, dealing with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, it didn't work out as we originally thought it would have. So you have to kind of take that into perspective and take kind of an evidence-based approach when dealing with this type of militant group. The second, I would say, would probably be the environment. That's always in my top three, because it affects each and every one of us. And the second topic that I would include, it's always in my top three, is the environment. It's because it affects each and every one of us. I believe that like approaching the environment on like an international scale, having international agreement on certain policies and decision-making processes is extremely important. And we need kind of a different type of structure that is different from the Kyoto Protocol that Canada eventually or ultimately backed out of. So if we have a kind of policy that keeps countries accountable for their own carbon emissions and their own like actions towards the environment, I think that would be kind of crucial. So environment would be my number two. And number three, I would assume the refugee crisis. Because you have to find an equal medium, because you can't just open your borders to thousands upon thousands of civilians when you know that there is the potential of having militants a part of ISIL, part of Al-Qaeda, part of Taliban, part of any sort of dangerous group that could camouflage themselves within the mass population. But you can't do nothing, and it's very important to find the like happy medium between like letting them in and closing the borders. So if we're able to do it in a safe way, then that would probably be the best route possible.
And I completely agree with you in terms of the refugee crisis. I know that it was mentioned that 25,000 refugees will be provided with an opportunity to come here to Canada. And I think that it's crucial to establish a happy medium where you can protect the safety of the citizens of Canada while also assisting those in need of support.
That's right.
However, at the same time, you need to ensure that you know exactly who you're allowing into a country, because if you neglect to do that, then there can be oftentimes consequences. And I think that's something that every citizen fully understands, and in terms of being proactive and understanding actions that need to be taken, I think the main focus should be on helping those in need of support. However, at the same time, we all want to make sure that we maintain the stability and the safety of our nation.
Sorry.
Tyler, another question I wanted to ask you is about your studies.
Yes.
How would you say that your studies have helped you shape your views about the world as a student at McMaster University?
Yeah. I was a very, very quiet person moving into first year university. With my friends, I was very open, but on a kind of like in the public realm, I was very, very quiet, and I kept to myself. And all the first year university, I kept to myself, but by the end, I kind of found myself. I found a group of people. The service is called the MSC Maroons. It's a first-year integration program that we hold at McMaster. And I joined that. And with that group, there's about 60 of us. In a sense, it helped me find like the person I am today. I am very, very involved in the school now as a result of being involved in the service. Not only did like McMaster find and help me like improve my like public speaking skills, it helped me become comfortable in a public setting. It also improved or enhanced my interest in international affairs. Going into university, I was very interested in the military. I was applying to the Royal Military College and through the regular officer training program with the Canadian Forces. And that didn't end up working out, didn't follow through. And I went into McMaster University a little bit kind of lost. I didn't really know what I wanted to do. But I knew that whatever I did, it involved international relations, it involved government, it involved anything that involves
politics and
politics,
pretty much also
yes.
The aspect of making a difference in the world
yes.
through international relations
That's
and
right.
affairs.
Yes.
Nice. Tyler, as a student at McMaster University, what advice would you be able to provide the students interested in perhaps applying to McMaster?
The cool thing about McMaster is that it is a very inclusive environment. Every service that the McMaster Students Union holds, funds, it is there to help students get involved with either the school, their faculties, to improve their social lives, improve their academic standing within the university. So it's a culture that I haven't seen at any other university that I visited in grade 12 or throughout my university careers in like competitions or conferences. There's a sense of like belonging. On campus, I have sort of, I feel connected to everyone that I walk beside, the people that I see. I just feel like I'm a part of this big community, and that really helps me feel comfortable. And when I feel comfortable, I do better in my studies, and I do better in my I have a better social life.
That's one of the main points that I actually make to students interested in attending university, is I always tell them to see the school. It's so important
yep.
to make sure that you feel comfortable and that you feel like it is the right university or school for you to attend. personally, when I was in grade 12, I applied to six universities, University of Toronto, Western, Queen's University, along with Brock, University of Waterloo, and York University. And I was accepted into every university that I applied to.
Yep.
However, I wanted to take the opportunity to go to each school in order to see what the school was like, what kind of associations were provided to the student body, along with I wanted the opportunity to ask questions specifically about the program that I would be engaged in. So after visiting all of the universities and after seeing the University of Waterloo, I felt like it was the right fit for me because of the co-op program, along with the fact that there are so many scholarships, bursaries, and opportunities for you to network with people who visit the University of Waterloo, along with people who might have opportunities for you once you graduate. So that's a really important point you made, because I think oftentimes it's so easy for someone who's in grade 12 to just want to apply to universities and to colleges and not think about the next steps.
Yeah.
And you always want to make sure that you apply where you want to apply and you apply into the program that is of interest to you. Because if you're stuck studying something that makes you unhappy, then you'll be left miserable. However, if you decide to engage in a topic that you find fascinating and you immensely enjoy, then going to those classes won't feel as though you're going through a process of misery, right? So I think that it's crucial to examine the school that you're applying to.
Yep.
And also, don't be afraid to speak to people about different opportunities available at the university.
That's right.
Like, did you find, you obviously are a student at McMaster University, and you're doing your bachelor's degree in political science.
That's right.
And surely you guys have a huge political science association and various associations at McMaster University. What advice would you be able to perhaps provide to the students out there who will be attending McMaster University and who want to become more involved in the community while also being involved in various associations offered at McMaster University?
Yeah. The cool thing with McMaster is that the student union helps fund other like kind of faculty associations. I am president of the McMaster Political Science Association. We hold social meetings, we hold academic help, essay help, tutoring, any sort of kind of like peer mentorship programs. We hold events that help students connect with faculty. We have help students connect with each other, with their studies, and that's I found that that's very helpful, and I've got a lot of good feedback from that. In addition to that, we are also kind of paired with other clubs and associations, such as the United Nations on campus. The McMaster Students Union is also holding a model United Nations, which is happening this year, and I heard a lot of good feedback from people that are applying and very excited to be participating in that. Right now, we're having a little project with the Office of the President, and we're going to be holding a kind of like TED Talk peace lecture.
Nice.
It should be really really interesting. So we're going to be having three of our political science or history professors kind of talking about current issues, and we're going to have like an open, not debate, but open discussion, so we kind of understand where people disagree and where people agree. So it's not a debate, but it allows people who don't really understand certain topics or certain kind of current affairs, it allows them to
engage
and learn about the affairs without having or being exposed to like a biased statement.
I think that's crucial. The fact that you're the president of the Political Science Association at McMaster University is huge, and I can clearly see that you're very passionate about engaging students while also providing students with an opportunity to be involved in the association, along with the work that you do through conferences, roundtables, special events, debates. I think that that's obviously, that's a huge responsibility, and that's a lot of work to be a president of an association, especially a political science association that requires an immense amount of commitment. So I have to say I'm very impressed by the amount of work that you've done in terms of getting the students involved while also being committed to continuing to proceed with upcoming projects and work that you have planned.